Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are studying through the book of 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 11. And in chapter 11, as Paul frequently does in this letter, he wants the Corinthians to know how a particular doctrine is to be worked out in everyday life. So listen to what it says in verse 3. I want you to understand that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. And throughout this chapter, he goes on to explain how the expression of that central truth matters. It appears that it's not necessarily the doctrine that the church struggled with, but rather the expression of that doctrine that they didn't pay attention to or they didn't think it was that important. And we'll see that in the days to come. But this is a crucial word for us today when it's very easy to be a keyboard warrior and make sweeping, grandiose, righteous statements about God and Jesus, but have no practical obedience in your life. We need fewer statements that make it seem like you love Jesus and more focus on spirit-tempered obediences in the everyday little things of life. We need these from men, and we need them from women who can teach our boys and girls. And we need them now. You will not change the world with your post if there's not an otherworldly power in the practice of your life. Conversations and statements will not get it done. We need lives transformed by grace that respond to that grace with trusting, loving obedience to Jesus our King. Not just in the big things, but in the small, everyday matters. Today when you pray, please pray for Yairo Bonilla and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Kamba LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Kenya.